This is Tamer with the local news for Saturday, May 21st, 2016. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Public News Service has this report.
Albany has joined with dozens of other communities in opposing the Pilgrim Pipeline. This week, the Albany City Council approved a resolution calling the proposed pipeline an environmental risk and a public health hazard. The 178-mile project would carry crude oil from Albany to New Jersey and refined products back. Roger Downs with the Atlantic chapter of the Sierra Club says the resolution sends a clear signal to the pipeline's developers.
They know that they're going to need the approval of the city of Albany by a two-thirds majority, and almost two-thirds of the common council voted in opposition to the pipeline.
Pilgrim Pipeline Holdings, the project developer, says a pipeline would be safer than transporting the oil by rail or on barges down the Hudson River. Several oil trains have derailed around the country, causing massive spills and, in one case, a fire that killed 47 people. But Downs points out that the crude oil is shipped to Albany from North Dakota by rail.
And if you look at the numbers, the proposal will actually increase the number of oil trains coming through Albany, and Albany has already been inundated with these trains.
And he says a pipeline wouldn't necessarily eliminate oil trains and barges traveling down the Hudson Valley. Pipeline projects that in years past may have been rubber-stamped by regulators are now being successfully challenged. Downs credits growing public awareness of the dangers and the alternatives for the change.
I think we're seeing more and more citizens seeing the connection between these pipelines and climate change, and they realize that there is a better energy future ahead of them in renewables.
Last month, the state of New York denied a permit for the construction of the Constitution Pipeline, and another, the Northeast Energy Direct Project, was canceled by its developer. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
Alana Medlac has these reports.
Governor Andrew Cuomo announced May 20th that New York State Department of Environmental Conservation operated campgrounds in the Adirondack and Catskill parks are now open for the summer camping season. The DEC operates 52 campgrounds and 6 day-use areas in the Adirondack and Catskill forest preserves open through Labor Day, with some facilities remaining open during fall foliage and hunting season. Sites are available on a first-come, first-served basis and range from $18 to $28 a night. Amelia Teasdale in the Columbia Paper reports that Chatham Village authorized the formulation of a Chatham Police Bicycle Unit May 12th. The Village Police Department will buy 2 new bikes and have an old one refurbished, with bike patrols starting in July. Quote, I'm looking forward to it, Chief Volkman told the board about the bike unit. I think it gets people talking to officers. Read the full story in the Columbia Paper. On May 19th, there was news on several fronts about Rensselaer County water. First, the Environmental Protection Agency set a new lifetime drinking water health advisory of 70 parts per trillion for human exposure to the chemical PFOA. The Albany Times-Union reports that there are 6 public water systems in New York State, 2 in Rensselaer County, that have detected PFOA in their water supplies in excess of the EPA's new guidance standard. Also, May 19th in Rensselaer County, the State Department of Environmental Conservation declared Taconic, a Petersburg plastics company, a state Superfund site after the factory was linked to PFOA contamination of water supplies there. In January, Saint-Gobain Performance Plastics Plant in the village of Hoosick Falls was also declared a state Superfund site. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union.
Matthew Hamilton in Capital Confidential reports that State Senator George Amador, a Republican from Rotterdam, will run for re-election. Amador beat incumbent Democrat Senator Cecilia Kacik in the 46th Senate District in 2014. Quote, my priority has been to deliver our fair share of resources to the 46th District in order to properly fund our schools, ease the burden on our taxpayers, invest in infrastructure, and create economic opportunity within every community, unquote, Amador said in a statement. He will face Democrat Sarah Nicoli, who is a farmer and also former director of the Labor Religion Coalition, as well as the Palatine Town Supervisor. The 46th District includes Greene, Albany, and Ulster counties, and Montgomery and Schenectady County, too. Read the full story in Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. The National Weather Service in Albany says that there is a 30% chance of rain Saturday, mainly after 1 p.m. Should be mostly cloudy with a high near 65. Saturday night rain is more likely between 7 p.m. and 1 a.m. with a low around 49. Sunday, there is a chance of scattered showers afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 63 and a low around 49. Sunday night with isolated showers continuing. They could be scattered showers Monday after 2 p.m. Otherwise, it should be partly sunny with a high near 69. You're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported Creative Community Radio.